From VOA, Press Conference USA, here is your host, Carol Castiel.
Welcome to Press Conference USA on the Voice of America. Our topic on this edition of the program, training and promoting women in law enforcement, security, and counterterrorism around the globe. The U.S. Justice and State Departments have teamed up to create the EMPOWER program, which stands for the Engaging Multinational Police Women on Equality and Rights program. It aims to increase women's participation and leadership in law enforcement, which not only bolsters operational effectiveness, but also expands police institutions' abilities to engage local communities, according to Greg Duco in the Criminal Division of the Justice Department. The joint venture is responding to the growing number of women around the world who are undertaking increasingly significant roles in counterterrorism, security, and law enforcement. Recently, the U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Department of State, and the government of Kenya hosted an Africa Regional Symposium on Women in Security. It included participants from Ghana, Kenya, Niger, Senegal, and Somalia, as well as Albania, Tunisia, the U.K., and the United States. The previous symposium was held in Croatia and encompassed participants from a majority of Balkan nations. Our guests on this edition of the program are the two women who are at the forefront of the EMPOWER program. Laurie Freeman is Deputy Director of the Office of Programs in the State Department's Bureau of Counterterrorism. She's responsible for managing all aspects of a $400 million foreign assistance budget and leads a team of 22 program managers based in Washington and the field. And Heather Rausch, she is Acting Assistant Director for Europe and Eurasia in the International Criminal Investigative Training Assistance Program at the Department of Justice. Heather supervises program analysts in numerous countries throughout the Balkans, as well as Ukraine and Armenia. And both women join me via Microsoft Teams. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carol.
Well, let me begin with Laurie Freeman over at the State Department. Laurie, tell us about when the program began and what prompted you to initiate this program in conjunction with the Justice Department. What factors led to this idea?
Sure. Thanks for the question. This program, the idea for it actually came several years ago because it's the U.S. policy to support the meaningful participation of women in all matters related to peace and security, which includes counterterrorism. And it's also our policy to really promote a civilian-led approach to counterterrorism. And that involves, you know, making sure that criminal justice systems around the world have the tools and the training and the ability to prevent and investigate and deter terrorism crimes. So with that in mind, you know, we wanted to make sure that women who are involved in law enforcement agencies have the same kind of opportunities to have training and mentorship that their male counterparts do so that they can really make a full and meaningful contribution to keeping their society safe. And then actually, it was through discussions with counterparts that we had in Kenya and Somalia and law enforcement entities there. They also had similar interests, and they wanted to make sure the women in their law enforcement institutions were able to kind of overcome barriers that they saw and really fully participate. So that was kind of the impetus. And then we turned to the Department of Justice, ICTAP, which does law enforcement training around the world to help design and implement the program.
Thank you so much, Laurie. Now I'd like to turn to Heather Rausch for your take. Heather, for your participation, what else would you like to add to the impetus for the program and the Justice Department's role in it?
Thanks, Carol. Yeah, just adding on to what Laurie mentioned, I think we as a government have also realized that we are more effective when we use a whole government approach. So state counterterrorism bringing the policy and programming perspective, while DOJ ICTAP can bring the law enforcement development and training piece. And I think the same can be said when looking at how best to address counterterrorism. So the EMPOWER program really is about how effective we can be when men and women, countries and regions are working together to tackle this issue. It's about building those bridges, breaking those barriers, and we can only do that when we are working together. I think Laurie addressed the genesis of the program and how this all came about from conversations while an individual was traveling to Somalia and Kenya which I think highlighted the opportunities for women that were made available to men in leadership roles within these countries. And it highlighted opportunities for how we could provide additional assistance and training and mentorship to women throughout the world. Like Lori mentioned, this is a global program, so we are providing assistance throughout numerous regions.
Well, that's terrific. And I think it's great that the motivation came from outside, in other words, from women in law enforcement and counterterrorism looking for greater training opportunities, particularly from Kenya and Somalia. Well, let me ask you, Lori Freeman, why do you think women are so important in this counterterrorism equation? What skills and attitudes do they bring to enhance counterterrorism efforts?
That's an interesting question because I think women are no different than men in the sense that they can do the work of, you know, investigating terrorism crimes or gathering information about terrorist activity, prosecuting terrorism crimes, those sorts of things. However, I do think that in certain cultures and certain societies, women probably do have access to things that male counterparts don't in terms of being able to earn trust from local communities, speak to women where perhaps maybe men aren't able to get the types of information that maybe their male counterparts might not have access to in a community or in a certain place, just because perhaps people are more intimidated by the male law enforcement officers, or they don't quite approach conversations the same way that women do. So I think that, you know, by ensuring that women are also able to participate in the law enforcement activities, then there's more access to really important information that helps police do their jobs. And I think just another thing that we stressed at the Africa Symposium and other Empower events is that there's a lot of benefits to having a diversity of perspectives and views tackling a problem, because perhaps if you don't include women in the endeavor, then you might be missing something, you know, that you might not be thinking about the problem or approaching the issue in a really holistic way that will be more effective in the long term. So I think, you know, if we're limiting ourselves and not kind of bringing everybody to the table that wants to contribute to making their society safer, then you're just putting unnecessary limitations on yourself and making yourself less effective.
Thank you, Lori, for that. And I'd like now to turn to Heather Rausch to answer the same question. And I believe, Heather, you said, or one of your colleagues in Justice said, that by including more women in counterterrorism, that they improve operational effectiveness. And given what Lori just said, there's no question about it. Women are part of the workforce in every domain, even in a domain that is so male dominant as this one. But I'd like you to elaborate on what you mean by improving operational effectiveness, how women add to that.
Thanks. Yes, I would just reiterate and echo Lori's comments. I think that women bring something unique to the table in terms of how they approach situations. I think in many of the discussions that we've had with the participants in the symposiums and the one-on-one trainings that we've provided, that women are more trusted, I think, within the community, and therefore are able to gather some information that others may not be able to, may have access to some information that others do not have access to. And I think something else that's important to highlight, we have also found that more women are being recruited by terrorist organizations. So I think by engaging and promoting and empowering women provides them an opportunity that they may not have otherwise, creating a stronger environment to address this global issue.
Back to you, Lori Freeman. I'd like for you both to talk about the symposia that you recently held, one earlier in Croatia and then the most recent one in Nairobi, Kenya. Let's start with Croatia. Who participated and what was conveyed, what was achieved?
I will let Heather address that as she was at the Croatia event.
Very good. Oh, yes. And Heather, right. And this is your area, geographical area of expertise as well. So please go ahead.
Sure. Thank you. So in Croatia, like you mentioned earlier, we had the Balkans present. So we had Albania, Montenegro, North Macedonia, Kosovo. We addressed issues such as strategic communications for countering violent extremism. We addressed global terrorism trends, women's roles in terrorism. We also focused on forensics and counterterrorism investigations efforts. We also had somebody present on terrorism correctional institutions and counterterrorism finance. financing. So a variety of issues that are relevant for the region, they were determined by focus groups that we conducted prior to the symposium, where we had sessions with many of the folks within those countries to determine from them what their issues were, what they were looking for in terms of additional training or opportunities that hadn't been provided to them previously. And I think it generated a great opportunity for all of the folks that participated to discuss the issues that they face and just a platform for them to express the positions that they are in and the importance to them in advancing in their career.
We'll take a short break and we'll be back with Laurie, who will talk to us about the Nairobi Symposium. But first, you are listening to Press Conference USA on the Voice of America. Our guests are Laurie Freeman, Deputy Director of the Office of Programs in the State Department's Bureau of Counterterrorism, and Heather Rausch, from whom you just heard. She's Acting Assistant Director for Europe and Eurasia in the International Criminal Investigative Training Assistance Program at the Department of Justice. And we're discussing the Empower Program, which aims to increase the capacity and number of women in counterterrorism and law enforcement around the world. I'm Carol Castiel, and this is a reminder that our PCUSA podcast is available on our website at voaafrica.com/PCUSA. You may also listen to the program on any of your favorite podcast apps. Please follow us on Twitter at @Carol_Castiel and connect with us on Facebook at Current Affairs with Carol Castiel. Here's a shout out to a Facebook fan, Rima Mohammadi from Kabul, Afghanistan. And to our Muslim listeners around the world, we wish you a hearty Eid Mubarak as you celebrate Eid al-Adha. If you want to hear your name and home country on the air, please send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or like us and leave a comment on our Facebook page. So, Laurie Freeman, back to you. I'd like you to tell us a bit about what was achieved and who attended the symposium that recently took place in Nairobi, Kenya.
The Nairobi Symposium involved law enforcement officials from a variety of African countries, including Kenya, Somalia, Niger, Ghana, Senegal, and Tunisia. And I think a number of things were achieved there. First of all, a lot of the women who attended felt really encouraged and empowered to know there were so many other women working in a similar field who experienced similar challenges and who advanced in their careers. One of the goals of the symposium was to kind of create that network and build those relationships so that the women in attendance could support each other and exchange information and ideas. And then also, again, become more operationally effective, because terrorism is a transnational crime that doesn't respect any kind of national boundaries. And it's really important for law enforcement officials from various countries to be connected with each other and to be able to cooperate and share information with each other about terrorism trends and activity. So we're setting these women up actually to be more effective because they have these relationships with others across different borders. And then I think another thing that was really successful about this symposium is that we made sure that this gathering wasn't exclusively women only. We wanted to make sure that there were men in the room as well, because it's really important for men who are in law enforcement agencies to understand the role that women can play and the challenges that they face, because they are going to be essential partners in changing things and creating more opportunities and supporting women who want to contribute more and rise in their organizations. And so there were a lot of men in the room who were hearing these things and learning about the issues and how they could support their colleagues. And I think that was really important. And a lot of them heard about how important male mentors of female law enforcement officers were in supporting their careers. So I think we had a lot of people, men and women, who were really committed after the conference to continuing to work on these issues.
Well, Laurie, I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to ask you both to what extent men were involved in these symposia and in the training, and I see that they are playing a positive role. And yet, Heather Rausch, I imagine the women encounter stereotypes and cultural hurdles and biases that still pose challenges for them. I wonder if you could talk about some of those challenges that women in law enforcement around the world, particularly in the region you dealt with, deal with, the Balkans, and of course, Africa.
Sure, thanks. I think one of the issues that we've heard time and time again is that these opportunities aren't as prevalent to the women, whether it's cultural. I think a perception that we've heard over and over again as well is in many of the countries that we are working, you know, the women bear the sole responsibility for the family. And I think their concerns of being away from their family and where their children come into play. But to echo Lori's comments from earlier, I think that empowering the women and the men in the room have led to shifts in the way many of the participants think. We have women that are now applying for promotions after hearing others and how they've handled their positions that they are currently in. And men are also looking for opportunities to advance women. I think this program and these opportunities provide a space for men to hear the thoughts and concerns that women have that haven't been brought to their attention before. And it gives them an opportunity to think about things a little differently. And to add to that, I also think that it highlights for them the desires that the women have to actually be in this space and be empowered and advance in their career.
So let me turn back to Lori Freeman. I would like to know about sort of the specific challenges in law enforcement and counterterrorism. If you could give us some descriptions of some of the actual cases, whether it's in Somalia or Kenya or any other part of the world that women that you've encountered are facing, because it's a dangerous field. Violent extremism, whether it's investigating or in prevention, prosecution, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head that because of the danger, there are just automatically assumptions that women aren't cut out for that type of work. And so I think that is the first barrier. So I think just in general, in a lot of the countries where we as the State Department Counterterrorism Bureau is focused on helping build partner capability to counterterrorism, that's one of the big issues. It's not women's work because it's so dangerous. And then that's on top of all the other issues of being difficult to recruit women and train them because of the lack of policies around maternity leave or pregnancy or childcare, those sorts of things. So I think it's a combination of factors that makes it really difficult for women to excel in the field. But we really do believe that there shouldn't be that kind of distinction. You know, women are just as passionate as anyone else in their country about the need to keep their communities and families safe from the threat of terrorism. And they have the aspiration to want to be involved in the front lines of investigating, preventing, prosecuting terrorism crimes. Like, they should have opportunities to do so and to learn how to do the job and make a contribution to it. So I think everybody benefits. The society, the law enforcement institutions are able and retain really talented, committed officers to work on counterterrorism issues.
Heather Rausch, I'd like you to comment about success. If you can measure success so far in the program, whether quantitatively or qualitatively in Somalia or Kenya or wherever else you would like to highlight.
Thanks, Carol. So great question. I think this question has been thrown around amongst the team as well. So we're currently focusing on organizational changes such as hiring practices. And obviously, we're providing training that has not been made available to these women. I think all of these are good examples of how we can and will measure success moving forward. I think because the program is inclusive of men and men in leadership positions, they too are empowered to advocate for women and they're being exposed to the challenges that women face. And I think that in and of itself is a success. I think the networking and connections being made and the bridges being built amongst the countries, allowing for the information sharing, both professionally and personally, is also something that we are looking at. We do hope to have some qualitative measures as well. The program is still relatively new in terms of the activities that we've been able to put on, but it's something that we're looking at very closely. We've heard stories from women that they are now empowered to apply for promotions. And I think, again, another measure of success that we are changing the mindsets of both women and men alike.
Thank you for that. And Lori, let me turn back to you. You've held symposia in Croatia, we said, in Nairobi. and incorporated so many countries in those respective regions. Where else are you planning to go next in terms of training and holding these types of meetings and training sessions?
So the Counterterrorism Bureau is very focused on building partner capacity to counterterrorism around the world in countries that are experiencing terrorism. And our focus countries are the ones we've mentioned already today. And in addition to that, we also are very focused on Indonesia, the Philippines, Iraq, Jordan. I think that kind of represents the countries that we're really thinking of right now. And that's in part because we have larger ongoing counterterrorism training and assistance programs in those places. And so then we wanted to make sure that we do the Empower program in those countries as well. So that, again, we're bringing in and creating opportunities for all law enforcement officers, men and women, that are really interested in making a contribution to stopping terrorists from conducting activities in their countries. So everywhere we implement the Empower program, it's going to look a little bit different based on the specific needs and priorities of the country or region. So as Heather mentioned earlier, one of the first steps is doing focus groups virtually with women officers to kind of find out what they think they would most benefit from, you know, whether it's specialized training on different counterterrorism issues or networking or mentorship. And then ICTAP works to really design a very tailored program to support them.
Heather Rausch, turning over to you regarding the future of the program. If you want to mention anything about some of the countries that Laurie mentioned, Indonesia, Philippines, Iraq, Jordan. Now we're talking about the broader Middle East and in Asia. And also, you know, we talked about this field being male dominant, not just overseas, but here in the United States. So that already is a somewhat of a challenge. But there are chauvinistic societies, let's say, even though this country isn't perfect by any means, there are still societies that are more male dominant and where women have greater challenges. And that's obvious in some Middle Eastern countries. So I was wondering, what regions do you think are more challenging than others to get women involved because of these cultural or other barriers?
Thanks. So that I would say, I think culturally speaking, like you mentioned, some regions are more challenging. Thus far, I think many of the regions that we've worked in have been a bit more advanced or progressive. However, I will say that we have come across individuals within all of the regions that we have provided assistance to so far, and those in leadership positions who are forward-leaning and advocate for women advancement and providing opportunities that are not necessarily available. Like Laurie mentioned earlier, we are looking to provide assistance in Asia. So we're looking at the Philippines, Indonesia, and Bangladesh. Many of those countries have programs that we've worked on as well that are primarily focused on women. So we would be supplementing those programs there. We are looking to provide assistance in Jordan as well. And I think if answering your question about some regions that are more challenging, I would agree that the Middle East may be different than others. However, again, in all of the countries that we have spoken with thus far, there have been individuals that are interested in promoting Empower and empowering women and recognize that it is just as important to have women in this space as it is men.
That's very heartening to hear. And so back to you, Laurie, for you to comment on any other initiative you'd like to comment on. What more would you like to see happen, achieve? This is still the early days of the program, which sounds fantastic. And I'd just like to get a sense from you what goals you're looking to achieve and the impact you'd like to eventually see.
Yes, I agree. It is early days, but it's very exciting. And I feel like we're already seeing impact. As Heather mentioned, just the fact that after attending a conference in Croatia, some women were inspired. They had never thought of it before in their careers, but inspired to put in for promotions and to put in for more challenging assignments. That's progress in my view. I also think progress is when women take the knowledge or the connections or networks that they obtain as a result of a symposium, for example, and then become change agents in their own countries, whether it's advocating for opportunities for women Or it could be something completely, you know, not related to gender. They just hear an interesting idea and propose it to their leadership because they were exposed to something that they otherwise wouldn't have been. And they're going to take that information and turn it into something new that will increase the effectiveness of their organization back home. So, you know, I feel like that's another measure of success is that by empowering women with additional tools, training, connections, mentors, networking, that sort of thing, they're able to make contributions to law enforcement institutions and operations in their own countries that help put terrorists away behind bars or stop their activities and keep people safe. I think that's really important. So we're really heartened by what we've seen. It'll be really important for us to kind of nourish the network that we fostered at these conferences. And we're doing that by providing mentors to the people that attended that will be providing additional advice and helping connect people to other experts that can assist them with their plans and proposals. I think that's really important. So we're really, like I said, very excited about continuing to foster and promote the women and men that attended the symposiums to make sure that they're able to create change in their countries.
One quick follow-up, Lori. I assume that the fact that certain countries with whom we don't have good relations, such as Afghanistan, for example, they won't be able to take advantage of this type of training. Is that correct?
To be honest, if I recall correctly, it would have been a beneficiary of the program prior to the takeover by the Taliban. But we do not have any law enforcement assistance programs in Afghanistan anymore. However, we did have a pretty robust capacity building program in Afghanistan for law enforcement prior to those events. And actually, there was a focus on ensuring there were opportunities for female law enforcement to be involved in counterterrorism efforts, but it is no longer able to benefit from the program.
What about Pakistan, the neighbor with whom we do have diplomatic relations?
They're not currently a beneficiary of the program, but there's no restriction or prohibition. It's just that the Counterterrorism Bureau has some focus countries where we've invested significantly in creating capacity in law enforcement institutions. And so those are the same countries that we wanted to benefit from the Empower program.
Now I'm thinking I have more questions for you very, very quickly because of our focus on Africa. I know that many countries participated in the Kenya symposium, but I didn't see Nigeria. And Nigeria, they have a major problem with Boko Haram and terrorism. To what extent are you working in Nigeria?
Sure. The Counterterrorism Bureau has recently begun some program in Nigeria, but it has not been a big focus of our foreign assistance funding to date. And so that, again, is why we haven't included them in the program at the moment. So again, it's the list of countries just happens to correspond where the Counterterrorism Bureau has really invested a lot of foreign assistance funding in building broader law enforcement prosecutorial capacity. And so those are the focus countries that we identified for Empower.
Thanks, Lori. And Heather Rausch, you get the last word on where you like to see the program go from here, what more progress you'd like to see being made.
Thanks, Carol. Well, I'm just very excited to see what the future holds. We've seen so much success and enthusiasm thus far that I can only imagine what's ahead of us. I would like to say that I'll speak for myself, but I'm sure Lori will jump in. I think we are learning just as much from our partner governments and participants as they are learning from us. And it is just an inspiration to see how dedicated these men and women are to making change, to empowering women and advancing their careers, specifically in the counterterrorism space. And it really, they face some challenges that we don't. While we all face many of the same challenges, every country brings its own issues to the table. And it's just an inspiration to sit down and speak with the participants. And I'm just very excited to be working on the program with everybody in the team. So thank you.
Well, you both certainly are an inspiration, and we're very grateful to you for your work. Lori Freeman is Deputy Director of the Office of Programs in the State Department's Bureau of Counterterrorism, and Heather Rausch is Acting Assistant Director for Europe and Eurasia in the International Criminal Investigative Training Assistance Program at the Department of Justice, and they spearhead the Empower Program, aimed at increasing the number and capacity of female law enforcement and counterterrorism officials around the globe. Ladies, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations again on this very important joint venture.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Press Conference USA on the Voice of America was produced in Washington with technical assistance from Rick Pantaleo. I'm Carol Castiel. Join me again next week for another Press Conference USA on the Voice of America.